Yay, thank you guys. Thanks Don, thanks Joan, thanks Chris. Thank you. Oh, all right. Thank you, Timmons. So I don't have a book, but let's get on with it. For benefit, this is for my friend Ellen. She's a librarian I work with. She's very sweet. Big national, events happen, and this was my poem to her. Turmeric leaves left unduly past prime, found in cupboards, sometimes offices and lemon cars. Gone for 30 or even till 9:30. Peppering bankers' halls in red October skies. Too long for some, spring is riddled and overblown, like week-old wheat burdened by a solar flare. Ellen, your sadness bruises darker than grain. Pita, 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 you're the closest thing to a comforting blue pillow. When I saw you puff up so sorrowfully, only to relax here on this cupboard shelf. I'm with you during the happiest of summers, lying here on our picnic blanket, sleeping with my book on my chest, a spread on my Leviathan bread, a triumvirate of breads left after the hard blue crust of the moon in our head. Here's another one. Let's see. February 3rd of the 19th of 2000 years, which kind of makes sense. Objects seem delicate after looking at the date. Broken tendrils on Mount Washington work out sometime during the year to lessen expectations of the view at night. When you can't find a parking spot in the heights, not all the blooming young children of this school turn out to be what their parents expect. Just look at me. When I was young, women had two choices of careers, teaching or nursing. I chose both. Worked as a nurse for 30 years, now here. You too have more choices than I could have had. Although, if the plate in my knee and the cartilage in my leg had enough sense, I'd be running marathons around and around your head. You'd be having two choices: go to work or play. Please play. This one got messed up by printing, but I'll read it anyway. When you're my age, you don't really work too many places, so they're all about education field, so we'll have a few. Birds alighting in the sky. Miss Deb mentions another murder. Mentor by mentee, North Braddock. Wishing her locks, Bernice's locks draped her. Her ride's father rushed to the hospital. Feels rushed sitting by her child, Dominic. All day, stop it with that fake laugh shtick, like constellations of blood relations. Let me pull a lighter one because I feel like I've been reading sad ones. This is it's called Seek It. Look for the Point State Park. There we go. That's all. Hazelwood. Second opens up a third in the morning over by Lewis. The blinking light is welcoming early spring. On red-roofed longhouse in the community, Hazelwood Coke Works, living below the tracks. the crease of my elbow and above the telephone poles, or something measurable like the distance of the Mon. To see St. Paul waiting with a woman and her babe near the Hazelwood Greenway, rising up the hill, she pushes her babe every day. Just tell me when to stop, John. Let's see. The turkeys of West Penn Park. In burls of feathers, earthy and robust, you stand on your green plot and glance towards skyscrapers thrust out in front, reminding me of your brother I passed. With three green domes as a Capitol building decked in Lady Liberty Green, Immaculate Heart of Mary Church of the Triumvirate looks down on the 40th, aqua blue. You stand out now and should have never stood out in your pasture on the hill, in your flock with your gullet, chartreuse turkeys in broad daylight, a large and defying puerile gang. Sure. Let's see. So I guess I'll end it on a poem for my Uncle Deeker, who was in World War II. He passed away this year. Outside razor's edge is a ridge. Outside razor's edge barbershop is a wall, a ridge to the clear sky and a lake. Pressed in cleanly as Eliot's handshake, your image swells and laps the lake where the mallards pass. I want to sit on the edge and tell the child not to cry in the park because Deeker has shallowed the shores of the word and actions, the city walls.